Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Hello and welcome to Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Dusty.
And I'm Mike.
And guess what?
What?
It's season 2.
I knew what. I just wanted to ask.
You knew.
I did. Course.
And we are here today on this bonus day to bring you the trail map to season 2.
Today's the day you find out where we're headed in season 2. We are traveling to 13 parks this coming season, and we're very excited about these parks. Some of them are our favorites. Some are very small. Some are very large. Some are very dry. Some are very high.
Some were total surprises.
And some were total surprises. It's incredible. We have been at this for an entire year.
That's right.
In our first season, we covered 10 national parks. And in this season, we are covering 10 plus 3.
Oh my goodness.
13.
Delicious 13 national parks
That's
in season
right.
2.
That's right.
Yes. Seasons here at Gaze at the National Parks literally means like September through the end of July. And then we do our summit episodes during August.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is what we do
here
at Gaze at the National Parks. That's how our seasons work.
That's right. As of the first time this year.
Exactly. We got to figure that one out.
We decide the seasons
That
now.
Was really exciting.
Yeah, it was. So lately we've been teasing the fact that there were going to be some surprises during our downtime, and surprise, we're coming back a whole week earlier than we originally planned.
So you can look forward to the first episode of season 2 coming to you
next week.
This coming Monday.
That's right. And what are we going to be covering, or what park will we be covering in our season 2 opener?
You know what? That is a good question. Because you know what?
Because we know the answer, but yes.
Rather than just announcing what park we're going to next week at the beginning of season 2, let's play a game, not only to figure out that park, but to figure out all of the parks we are going to in season 2.
Great. What's the name of the game?
The name of the game is Guess That Park.
Guess That Park.
Guess That Park. Mike, tell us how to play.
All of the answers in this game are parks that we are going to in season 2. 3 clues will be given in order from hardest to easiest about one of the parks from our upcoming season. Let's see how fast it takes to guess the park in question. Dusty, why don't you start us off?
Perfect. This national park gets its name from the fact that parts of the park only receive light for 33 minutes a day.
Oh, God. I needed a second clue.
It is one of the youngest national parks because it only became a national park in 1999.
Is it Cuyahoga Valley?
It is not. And also, we already went there in season one, girl. Final clue.
Yeah.
It is the least visited national park in Colorado.
Is it Black Canyon of the Gunnison?
It is Black Canyon of the Gunnison. It is called Black Canyon because certain parts of the canyon only receive light for 33 minutes a day.
Well, that's interesting.
And we're going there in season 2.
We are. We've got some serious adventures there in season 2.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait.
I know. That was a real fun
Your turn.
Too. All right. The original name given to the area of this park was Wayne Wonderland. And it was given by 2 locals in the area in 1920 named Ephraim Petcole and Joseph S. Hickam.
Oh, God. I don't know. Second clue.
Sure. There are orchards in this park that visitors can pick fruit from. These orchards were planted by Mormon pioneers who settled this area.
Is it Sequoia National Park?
It is not Sequoia.
Oh, it's the third clue.
Three popular hiking trails in the park include the Hickman Bridge Trail, the Chimney Rock Loop Trail, and Cassidy Arch Trail.
Oh my God, I remember this, but I can't. I don't remember right now. I don't know.
It's Capitol Reef.
It's Capitol Reef.
I thought the orchards would have given it away.
The orchards. I don't remember
those. Yeah, remember we got the pie? We got... And were
those made from the orchards there?
Yeah.
Shut it. I didn't know
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yum. That pie was good.
That pie was good.
Can't wait to talk more about that.
Capitol Reef was really good. Yeah. All right, Dusty, go ahead.
All right. This national park was established in 2004. Also, girl, I made mine real hard. I'm just letting you know.
Welcome to the pain. Wow, that's really late.
It is. It's a very young park.
I need a second clue.
Yeah, I think so. According to an NPS study, this park has earned the title of quietest national park.
Can you be more specific on quiet level? Is it just like decibel sound or is it
I'm
just
guessing.
Like, yeah. Okay. I also feel like I don't have all the parks sitting in front of me.
I know.
And it's think of them.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard.
Okay. So right. The third and final clue, there are no hikes at this park.
I am like having the biggest blank.
There are things you can slide down.
Oh, is it Great Sand Dunes?
It is Great Sand Dunes National Park in Colorado.
2004, I didn't realize that.
I know, young park.
Young
your
park.
Turn.
Great. The oldest human bones ever found in North America were found in the park. They date back to 13,000 BC. These bones are called the Arlington Springs Man.
Is it Shenandoah?
It's not. That's a good guess, though.
Okay. Clue number two.
Half of the park's acres are actually underwater.
Is it Channel Islands?
That's correct.
Yes! What was the third clue, just in case?
Because the park was created from tectonic plate shifts, it was never attached to the mainland and have plants and animals that can't be found elsewhere on the planet. It has earned the name the Galapagos of North America.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful Channel Islands.
Yeah, beautiful Channel Islands.
Oh, God. Everyone, go to Channel Islands.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
All right, Dusty.
Teddy Roosevelt said of this national park, "Leave it as it is. You cannot improve on it. The ages have been at work on it, and man can only mar it."
Is it Grand Canyon?
It is the Grand Canyon. The other clues for you were the most dangerous animal in the park is the rock squirrel.
Oh.
Literally, they like act cute so that you can give them food and then they bite you.
Oh.
Yeah. The majority of injuries come from rock squirrel bites. And then I was also going to say it's the second most visited national park.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Your turn.
Very, very crowded. Okay. Much of the population of Native American people that lived in the region when the European settlers arrived were wiped out because of smallpox.
Nope, second clue.
The tallest mountain in the contiguous United States is located within this park.
The tallest?
The tallest mountain in the contiguous 48.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was Mount McKinley.
That's in Alaska.
Is this Rocky Mountain National Park?
No, girl, we did that season one too.
Oh, God, yes, we did. I don't have the list in front of me.
Clue three?
I want clue three.
All right, the most massive tree in the world, the General Sherman tree, is located in this park.
This is Sequoia.
It is Sequoia, and it's Mount Whitney, which is what we wanted to climb.
We did.
We didn't get a chance to.
We didn't.
Yeah, Sequoia, also a crazy wonderland. Yeah.
That were terrifying.
Go ahead, back to you.
This park is a rest stop for over 240 species of migratory birds.
Okay.
Clue number two. Almost every car manufacturer has shot commercials in this national park.
Core. Every core manufacturer.
Core manufacturer.
Is it Kings Canyon?
It is not.
Oh.
Final clue. This park gets its name from Mormon pioneers who thought the trees reminded them of a biblical character.
Oh, is it Joshua Tree?
It's Joshua Tree.
There we go.
Yes, Mormon pioneers said that the trees looked like they were reaching up toward the promised land like Joshua did from the Bible.
The more you know. Here's my fourth park.
Great.
After it was designated a national park, residents of the area had to move off the land. The exception was for elderly or disabled people. The last resident of the park was Annie Lee Bradley Shank, who died in 1979 at the age of 92.
Oh, no. Clue number two.
The park extends across eight counties, including Warren County, Page County, Rockingham County, Augusta County, Rappahannock County, Madison County, Albemarle County and Greene County.
Is it Shenandoah?
It is Shenandoah. The third
clue is big.
She is big. The third clue was 101 miles of the Appalachian Trail are located within the park's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Virginia, the longest state.
Here we go.
All right.
My sixth park. This park was established in 1906.
Nope, I need another clue.
Second clue. It became a World Heritage Site in 1978.
Is it Mesa Verde?
It is Mesa Verde. Congrats.
Thanks.
And the third clue was the name translated from Spanish literally means green table.
It does. That it does. All right. Park five here. There are more than 800 important historical or archaeological sites located within this park.
Clue two.
Much of the park is short grass prairie or grassland, and the air is so clean that it is federally protected.
Clue number three.
Some of the most popular places to visit include Agate Bridge, Crystal Forest, Agate House, Jasper Forest, Newspaper Rock, Tawa Point, Tippany Point, Giant Logs, Long Logs, and Puerco Pueblo.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
It's the Petrified Forest.
Yes. It's the Petrified Forest.
That's right. I thought some of the hikes would have given you clues there.
Because
we didn't see like most of that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for gays listeners. All right. The name of this national park means House of the Sun. I think you need a second clue.
I do, as okay, I look perplexed. Great.
The only native mammals in this national park are bats and seals.
Birds and seals. Mm-hmm. Bats and seals. So it's a coastal park.
Perhaps. I think you need the final clue.
I think I do.
Which is, this national park is located on an island named after a mythological figure that captured the sun.
Is it Haleakala?
It is Haleakala National Park, located in Maui, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And they say literally that Maui went to the top of Haleakala, and that's where it gets its name, House of the Sun.
Oh, look at that.
Tadora. Right,
my last park. Park 6 for me. This park was designated an international biosphere in 1980 and a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in 1987.
Clue number 2.
The park has 7 ecological zones. These include alpine, subalpine, upland forest, rainforest, mid-elevation woodland, lowland, and seacoast.
Is this the park that we are beginning season 2 with?
If that park is Hawaii Volcanoes, then you're correct.
Then yes, it is Hawaii Volcanoes.
Hawaii Volcanoes. My last clue is that sea turtles are the only native reptile to this park and to the island that they call home.
Ah, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Sea turtles all over the place.
Sea turtles.
Sea turtles. So yeah, Hawaii Volcanoes is our first park, which we're starting. And that was completely unplanned how that worked out there, but beautiful. We spent a lovely little bit of time in Hawaii this past summer, actually.
Oh, yes. This summer, we spent time on 3 islands.
We did.
Went to the Big Island, Maui, and Kauai. Mm-hmm. And we are spending the first two months of season 2 in Hawaii, mm-hmm. starting with Hawaii Volcanoes, followed by Haleakala.
Mm-hmm, with a little Kauai peppered in.
All of the trail mixes in between are going to be other trails you can do in Kauai.
Right. So strap in for a long flight.
So strap in for a long flight to
bring some candy, watch some movies, read a book.
Traveling to Hawaii does not feel like the United States. It didn't to me.
No, you're in a whole nother world in Hawaii.
It is a completely different culture.
And you are in the middle of the ocean.
Literally the middle of
with
the ocean.
Nothing around you.
Except the water and this beautiful collection of mm-hmm. islands. And with that, we will see you for season 2. This has been the trail map to season 2 from Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan.
Follow us on Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks, and you can email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com.
This episode was edited by Dustin Ballard.
All original artwork featured on Instagram is by Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and recorded by Dave Seaman with Mariella Klinger.
And we will see you next week for the beginning of season 2.